This is Can't See the Sun Past Your Smile, a Stranger Things fanfic written by Here Just Roar and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Chrissy Cunningham, Eddie Munson, with additional tags for touch-starved Eddie Munson. Well, he fucking is. Not that he'd ever notice. Slice of life. Established relationship. Affection. Chrissy can't stop touching the boy. He doesn't mind. Summary. Chrissy's coming out of a relationship. Eddie's never been in one. They should probably address the touching thing. Here's the thing. It's not that Eddie is exactly clueless when it comes to relationships. He has fumbled around the back room of the hideout enough times to cross blushing virgin off his list of labels. And not that he thinks there's anything wrong with waiting, either. Wheeler, you respect that girl of yours, or I'll tear your head off. Okay, so maybe not relationships, per se. Sex. Fine. He doesn't really do the boyfriend-girlfriend thing. And it's not because he doesn't want to. It's more like he's pretty sure the number of girls who want to kiss him in public is a very short list. Hawkins as a whole isn't exactly fond of him. The being wanted for murder thing really didn't help his already tarnished rep. And normally, that wouldn't bother him, because, hey, who gave a shit what a town full of hicks thought about him anyway? Well, Eddie did, when it started actually affecting his life. He can't even go put gas in the van without some dickhead cashier giving him hassle about when the cops are finally coming for his ass. It's fucking annoying, is what it is. And sure, fine, there's been a girl or three who were down for a roll in his van that he'd never heard from again afterwards. He deals with that. If guys can be after sex alone, Eddie doesn't see why girls couldn't be the same. Besides, it wasn't like anyone had made any promises. Eddie Munson knows what he is, after all. Which brings him to her. Chrissy Cunningham. Chrissy, who smiles at him, who sits crisscross on his living room floor when he puts on Wasp for her, who listens with her nose scrunched and says she likes the guitar, but could he explain what blind in Texas means, please? Chrissy, who turns cartwheels and roundoffs across the school parking lot to work off her energy, who picks gravel out of her palms without so much as a wince. Chrissy, who has, for some reason, decided that Eddie Munson is worth her time and attention. Chrissy Cunningham, who just slid her hand into his back pocket. Forgive him if Eddie's brain short circuits with a girl's hand on his ass. She's asking him something, but Eddie can't hear it. Not with the way she's tucked up to him, her arm across his back. And that won't do, because Eddie likes it so much when Chrissy talks to him. Likes hearing what she has to say, and it feels properly disrespectful to not understand what she's saying to him. So Eddie does his best to focus. It isn't going well. He's got his arm around her shoulders, because that had been the natural place to rest it when she'd decided to cuddle up to him as they stood around Steve's backyard, waiting for the King Dingus to light the fire pit. And has he mentioned lately how much he likes Robin Buckley and her nicknames for Steve? Because he does. So much. Chrissy's got her cheek pressed to his chest as she looks up at him. And Eddie just knows she can hear the way his heart is stutter-stepping against his ribs, but she's too nice to point it out. And as much as he doesn't want to ask her to repeat herself, Eddie hates it so much when people don't listen to him that he really can't bear the thought of doing it to her. "One more time with feeling, Chris? My brain was about 90 feet past the moon," he says, And Chrissy laughs. I said, we're going to freeze to death if Steve can't get the fire going.
In the middle of June?
Eddie asks, amused, as Steve throws a glare at them over his shoulder from where he's crouched on the ground. Chrissy nods seriously, her eyes playful. It's totally happened. Perfectly healthy people, just frozen to death on a summer night. Like spontaneous human combustion, but in reverse.
Morbid as hell. Thank you, Chrissy, Robin says as she stalks by them, her arms full of bags. Let go of him before you absorb more of his personality. I didn't teach her that, Eddie protests, as Chrissy giggles.
Her fingers twitch in his pocket and send sparks up his spine. She's got a wine cooler in her free hand, dripping with condensation, something red and fruity she'd let Eddie sip off earlier when he'd asked. He wonders if he leaned down and kissed her, if she would taste like strawberry daiquiri bottles and James. There's absolutely nothing stopping him from finding out. Because he can do that. He can lean down and catch Chrissy Cunningham in a kiss. And in fact, he's not only allowed, but it turns out he is encouraged to do so. And fuck, isn't that just the wildest shit he could have ever thought of? So he does. And Chrissy meets him halfway, popping up on her toes to close the gap, and the tiny gesture of it makes Eddie's heart pound in the cage of his ribs, because she isn't humoring him. She isn't. Chrissy wants to kiss him. Alcohol on her tongue and sickly sweet strawberry undercut by her lip gloss. He could get addicted to this. Robin makes a gagging noise as she walks by them again, and Steve finally manages to light the fire as they break apart, snarking something about keeping it in their pants as he stands back up, but Eddie barely hears any of it. Because Chrissy's thumbnail is running along the waistband of his jeans, and he doesn't think she knows she's doing it. It makes him wonder. Chrissy is affectionate, and he's definitely not complaining. Not when she reaches up to tangle her fingers in his necklace chain, fiddling with it absently while she talks to him. Not when she brushes his hair back from his face without skipping a beat. Not when she sits in his lap like it's something she's always done, something second nature she doesn't even have to think about. And definitely not when she hooks her fingers in his belt loops to tug him closer to her. She's grinning at him, hair loose in the summer breeze, pretty blue eyeshadow making her eyes so big and bright. Dance with me, she says, and Eddie doesn't have it in him to refuse her anything. There's not a whole lot of places to go in Hawkins, and he knows it's corny to bring a girl out to a place literally called Lover's Lake, but Chrissy doesn't seem to mind. And she looks so damn pretty in the late afternoon sunlight. Eddie's almost positive he's looking at a goddess who has for some reason deigned to give him her attention. He's sure that sitting perched out the back of a shitty old van definitely shouldn't count as a date. And he knows that Chrissy deserves better. So if she wants to dance to whatever song is drifting out of the tinny speakers of the radio she's brought with her tonight, well, shit. Eddie's got no problem with that. It had caught him off guard when she'd hopped in the passenger seat with a little dual deck and leaned across the center to press a kiss to his cheek. So we don't run down the battery, she'd said at his questioning look, and blushed on it to boot. We can't leave the van on just for music, Eddie. It's bad for it. Turning the key seems pretty bad for it at this point, but Eddie won't point that out. He won't ruin her thoughtful gesture by being a cantankerous little bitch about it. Besides, it means that she wanted to hang out with him long enough that wearing down the battery could be a concern. And hell, if that didn't open the doorway to the imagination. He's pretty sure it's one of her mixtapes on the deck,
because there's been an awful lot of Billy Joel and Loverboy. But he doesn't really mind. Not with her pressed up to him, tucked under his chin like there isn't anywhere else she'd rather be. It's more swaying than dancing at this point, but he's got his arms around Chrissy fucking Cunningham. Semantics can go straight to hell.
"I got a question," he says, and Chrissy looks up at him expectantly.
"And don't go thinking I'm asking because I'm annoyed by it, okay? I'm not. Want to make that clear."
Chrissy's brows are furrowed, but she makes a little go-on noise, and with her arms already around his waist, slides her hands into Eddie's back pockets.
"Okay, see that," Eddie says, and flaunts down a grin. "I don't remember you being so touchy-feely with, well, him."
Pink blooms across Chrissy's cheeks, and she ducks to avoid his gaze, her forehead pressed to his chest. Eddie tucks her closer, running his hands up and down her back.
"Said I wasn't annoyed, remember?" he asks gently. "I'm just curious, Chris. You don't gotta explain yourself if you don't want."
And if he's embarrassed her, then it's only fair to humiliate himself right back.
"I'm new to this whole relationship thing," he admits, but he knows she'd already known that.
"And if you stop touching me the way that you do, I think I might actually die." And Chrissy snorts, amused.
"My life is in your hands, Cunningham. Literally."
Chrissy is quiet for a long moment. Billy Joel plays on in the background, asking if they'd ever let their lovers see the stranger in themselves. And out beyond the lake water is a town full of people who don't approve of him, who would give anything to have seen him locked up for things he didn't do. And beyond that is some other dimension full of monsters and demons and fear, ready to tear out throats with teeth and claws, ready to shred their reality in ways that Eddie can barely comprehend, despite looking it in the eye.
And in his arms is the girl who made that shit worth it.
Chrissy, who trekked through the muck of her life, through the bitter, jagged forest of thorns that tore at her legs and tried to pull her down to drown, who looked death in the face and spat, kicking and screaming, ready to claw her life back into her own hands if she had to kill God himself to do it. Who peppers his face with kisses just to make him squirm. Who squeaks when she laughs and likes pretzel sticks. Who holds his hand in family video when he goes to heckle Robin about its late fees and asks if he's seen the Goonies yet. They can rent it on her account. And will he need her to cover his eyes during the scary parts, Munson? She's funny and sweet and so much better than he ever could have hoped. And all he can think is that he's just ruined their whole night.
"I didn't want to be like this with Jason," Chrissy murmurs. And it bounces through his ribs like a bullet.
She looks back up at him, and Eddie is very sure he looks like a wide-eyed idiot.
"You still ask permission to kiss me," she says. "I held Jason's hand for the first time, and he thought it was the go-ahead to put that hand up my skirt."
Eddie's heart cracks in half for her.
"I'll kill him," he says cheerfully, and Chrissy moves one of her hands to swat at his hip. He misses it dearly, until she puts it right back in his pocket.
"Dead serious, Chris, what a fucking dick."
"He listened when I said no," she says, but her nose is scrunched with distaste.
"But he thought that everything was a yes. You're not like that."
And here is where Eddie thinks Chrissy might actually be out to knock him dead, because she ducks her head again and admits,
"I don't want to tell you no, though."
And as much as that interests him, and parts of him are very interested, Eddie feels like he needs to let her know.
"Hey," he says, and manages to get his hand under her chin to tip her head up. you can always tell me no. If you don't like how I'm touching you, or if you just don't want to listen to my music. Whatever. Okay?
And Chrissy looks at him with such fondness in her gaze. Eddie thinks he might sink into the ground right there.
So can you, she says. If I'm seriously making you uncomfortable, you have to tell me, Eddie. You're allowed to have boundaries, too.
If you take your hands off my ass, I will fucking die. Don't you dare.
And Chrissy giggles, smiling at him like he personally hung the moon for her.
Deal, she says, very seriously.
But if I leave them there, I can't reach. Eddie takes the hint, and with his hands on her jaw, leans down to kiss her.
Chrissy makes an approving sound in the back of her throat, and her fingers curl in his pockets.
The summer sun sets around them, and Eddie Munson cannot think of any place better than where he is right now.
The end.
Author's notes.
This is my 100th fic, but more importantly, DoorDash stole my fucking pizza yesterday. Comment to avenge me.